Good morning, and we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. This is a wonderful new year that we're beginning together. And we are very happy to be with you this morning. I would like to express personal thanks to this assembly. Because they have presented to me a very wonderful new garment that I can wear.
And
it's a wonderful gift. And I don't understand why you would prefer to wear Western clothes. Because this is so much more comfortable. I think you should convert and go back to the old kind of clothes. Well, New Year's is a wonderful season. It gives us a chance for a new start. We like to get everything painted up and repaired and reconditioned and ready for the new year. And so we paint our doors and we scrub our floors and we do all of our chores. And we make every effort that we can to pay off all our debts. We like to make New Year's resolutions. But in order to do that, we need to look back at our past a little bit. If we want to set out new resolutions, we need to look back where we have been and perhaps where we have failed. And so let us look on our past by turning to Titus 3:3. For we were also once foolish ourselves, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts and pleasures, spending our life in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another.
Now
this is already written out for you on your message for today. And so if you take this home with you, you'll have this verse that we're going to be talking about this morning. It talks about when the kindness of God our Savior and His love for mankind appeared. He saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness. But He saved us according to His mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we might be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
我们请再往下面继续看。但到了神我们救主的恩慈和他下人所施的慈爱显明的时候，他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
This is a trustworthy statement, and concerning these things, I want you to speak confidently, so that those who have believed God may be careful to engage in good deeds.
这话是可信的，我也愿你把这些事切切实实地讲明，使那些以信神的人留心做正经事业。
These things are good and profitable for men.
这些都是美事。
And so we read here that in times past we were marked out by certain characteristics.
我们在这一段话里面看到，我们过去每一个人都有一些特征。
Let's look at each of these characteristics.
我们把这些特征来思想一下。
It says we were foolish.
这地方告诉我们说我们是无知的。
It says we were deceived.
这个地方告诉我们说，我们是受迷惑的。It
says we were disobedient.
这个地方讲我们是悖逆的。It
says we were enslaved to various lusts and passions.
这个地方告诉我们说，我们贪恋私欲和厌乐。It
says that we spent our life in pleasure and in malice and in envy, hating and being hated.
这个地方告诉我们说，我们常存恶毒嫉妒的心，是可恨的。
Now that's not a very pleasant picture, is it?
这种观景是不怎么好，是不是？
As much as I hate to admit it, it really is a picture of each one of us.
我虽然不愿意承认，但是这幅观景却是我们每一个人的写照。
The Bible says that we were fools.
圣经告诉我们说，我们都是愚妄人。
Why?
为什么？
Well, in Psalm 14:1, it says that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
在诗篇第十四篇第一节告诉我们说，愚妄人心里说没有神。
Have you ever been a fool?
你有没有做过愚妄人？
If you say there's no God, then perhaps you're in danger of being called a fool.
假如你说过没有神，那么你就可能
The Bible says that a person who makes fun of sin or mocks sin is a fool.
圣经告诉我们说，人犯罪，如果以为戏耍，或者他玩弄罪，这就是一个愚妄人。
Have you ever made fun of sin?
你有没有拿罪当戏耍？
Have you ever been embarrassed by sin and then tried to make a joke out of it?
你有没有起先认为罪很难为情，然后你就拿罪来作为开玩笑？
Well, if you've done that, perhaps you've been a fool.
假如你这样做了，你就可能是一个愚妄人。
The Bible says that the ways of man, the things that he does, are right in his own eyes.
那么圣经告诉我们说，愚妄人所行的，在他自己眼中看为正直。
He cannot see that he is making a mistake.
他看不见他犯错。
Why is that?
为什么?
Well, because a fool trusts in his own heart.
因为愚妄人自以为是。
Proverbs 28:26 says a fool puts confidence in his own heart.
箴言28:26告诉我们说愚妄人心中自是。
Do you trust in your own heart?
你是不是心中自是?
Do you feel that you have been making the correct judgments on everything?
你是不是认为每一件事的判断都是正确的?
Do you have confidence in your own wisdom?
你是不是对于你自己的智慧有绝对的信心?
Another characteristic of a fool is someone who trusts in his own wisdom.
另外一个欲望人的特征就是
A fool despises wisdom and instruction.
愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
Well, these are some of the characteristics of a foolish person.
这是 一个无知的欲望人的特征。
It's one who says there's no God.
第一个，他说没有神。
It's one who makes fun of sin.
第二，他是以罪为戏耍。
It's a person who thinks that he has perfect judgment of himself.
第三，他自以为是。
It's a person who thinks he can never make any mistake.
他认为他永不会犯错误。
And so this person is very arrogant and very proud.
所以这种人他是非常自负，非常骄傲。
He's not teachable.
他是不可教诲的。
Because he knows more than the teachers.
因为他比师父都知道的多。
Dear friends, this kind of a person is a fool.
各位亲爱的朋友，这样的人就是无知的欲望人。
Do you want to know something?
你愿意知道吗？
I was that kind of a person.
我就是那样一种人。
I trusted in myself.
我自以为是。
In times past, I was a very foolish person.
在过去，我是一个非常无知的欲望人。
Let's look at the second characteristic.
我们再看第二个特征。
It talks about disobedient.
那告诉我们悖逆。
And this also describes how we were in times past.
这一点也说明了我们过去的光景。
Have you ever disobeyed?
你有没有不顺服过？
I used to enjoy disobeying my parents.
我过去常常以悖逆我的父母为喜乐。
Now I know that's not right.
我知道这样做是不对的。
I know we're taught to obey our parents.
我们受的教育就是要我们要顺服我们的父母。
It's really right that we should obey our parents.
我们顺服父母实在是对的。
But we disobey.
但是我们却悖逆。
And if we don't disobey our parents, we disobey our teachers.
假如我们不悖逆我们的父母，我们就悖逆我们的老师。
And if it isn't our teachers, perhaps it's our boss.
假如我们不悖逆我们的师长，我们就悖逆我们的老板。
And if it's not the boss, then maybe it's the military officer.
如果我们悖逆的不是老板，或者就是我们军队里面的长官。
And if it's not the military officer, perhaps it's anyone who is over us and demands obedience of us.
假如不是我们军队里面的长官，那么或者就是任何一个人，他的地位比我们高，需要我们向他顺服。
In times past and even perhaps today, we find ourselves are still disobedient people.
在过去，甚至于在今天，我们自己仍然是一些悖逆的人。
If there are any laws of any kind, we like to try to get away by breaking them.
那么假如有什么律法，有什么规条，我们都要想办法去违反它，去破坏它。
We excuse ourselves by saying, well, it's okay as long as we don't get caught.
我们自己安慰自己说没有关系，只要不被抓住。
Other ways of excusing ourselves is by saying more commonly, well, everybody else is breaking the law.
还有一种我们常常用来做借口的，就是人人都这样做，都犯法，有什么关系呢？
Yes, in times past we were foolish.
在过去，我们实在都是无知的人。
Yes, in times past we may have been disobedient.
是的，我们在过去都可能是悖逆的人。
The Word of God says, in times past we have been deceived.
圣经告诉我们，神的话说，我们在过去都是受迷惑的。
We are deceived children.
我们是受迷惑的儿女。
We have been deceived.
我们受过迷惑。
We have been fooled.
我们是无知的。
Every day we read in the newspapers of those who've been taken for a ride.
我们每天在报上都能够读到上当的故事。
Now, 2 Timothy tells us that evil men and seducers will get worse and worse.
提摩太后书告诉我们，作恶的和迷惑人的必越久越恶。
They will be deceiving and they will themselves be deceived.
他们欺哄人，也被人欺哄。
Now I'd like to ask you a personal question.
我现在要请教各位一个私人的问题。
You don't have to answer to me.
你用不着回答我。
But I'd like to ask you if during this New Year'sseason, if you did any worshiping of idols.
那么我请教你，在新年期间，你有没有拜过偶像？
If you burned any incense,
假如你 烧过香,
if you bow down to any ancestral tablets,
假如你像, 先人的遗像行过礼,
then I want to tell you that Isaiah 44 and 22 clearly says that in participating in these activities, you have been deceived.
那么我就要告诉各位, 在以赛亚书第44章第20节, 告诉我们说, 如果你在拜偶像的事上有份, 那么你就是受了礼货的人。
In the English vernacular, colloquial language, we say you have been had.
那么在, 英文我们这个普通俗话就讲呢, 你是已经上过当了, 受过礼货了。
It is not going to get better.
这种情形不会改善,
but it's going to become worse.
而且会每况愈下。
Many of my friends who have worked on the mainland of China say that idolatry and idol worship in Taiwan is 10 times more important.
那么我很多在大陆上的朋友告诉我们，告诉我说，在台湾这个地方拜偶像的情形。 比别的地方要认为重要10倍都还不止。
And so, friends, we have been foolish children.
因此，各位朋友，我们都是一些无知的儿女。
In times past, we've been disobedient children.
在过去，我们曾经是悖逆的儿女。
We've been deceived.
我们受迷惑。
And the Titus 3 passage tells us now that we have been lustful children.
现在，提多书 第三章又告诉我们，我们是贪恋私欲的儿女。
We've been ensnared or captured by the various lusts and pleasures.
我们被那些私欲，被那些厌乐所捆绑，不得自由。
Habits control us, and we seem to be under the power of our animal nature.
那些不良的习惯把我们控制住了。 我们好像成了我们人性的俘虏。
We lust for pleasures that are not allowed by normal society.
我们所贪恋的厌乐是正常社会所不许可的。
And we often would go to any extremes to gratify these cravings.
我们会想尽一切的方法来得到
The traffic going out to Beitou would prove this point.
到北投的车水马龙正好可以证明这一点。
And so, friends, in times past, or even in the present, we lived in our life in malice and envy.
各位亲爱的朋友们，在过去，甚至于在现在，我们所生活的就是在恶毒。 和嫉妒当中,
we hated and we were being hated.
我们是可恨的，也是彼此相恨的。
Now I see many of my patients coming into our medical offices.
在我的诊所里面，我看到有很多病人出出进进。
And often they will come in complaining of stomach pain.
那么他们常常来是因为胃病的缘故。
And I ask them what they've been eating.
我问他们，他们吃了什么？
And they eat the same thing that I eat.
他们所吃的跟我吃的没有两样。
And so the things that they eat are so normal and good that it's hard to understand why they should have pain.
所以他们所吃的东西是很正当的食物, 我们不能够了解他们为什么会有痛苦, 会有胃痛。
The problem with them is not what they are eating.
问题不在他们所吃的是什么,
but what is inside of them eating them.
乃是 在它里面是他们的东西。
Hate and malice and evil envy of other people is getting at their stomachs.
仇恨、恶毒和对于别人的嫉妒在他们里面给他们带来胃痛。
And these kind of conflicts inside can produce stomach pain and stomach cramps.
这种内在的冲突可以带来胃溃疡和肠扭曲。
Dear friends, you can make yourself physically sick with envy.
各位亲爱的朋友, 你们因着嫉妒, 可以带来真正身体上的疾病。
Not just very upset, but actually sick.
不仅仅是不高兴，而是实际上的生病。
Do you find that sometimes you are jealous over somebody who has been promoted?
你有没有发现你自己对于某一个人的升迁，你感觉到嫉妒？
Sometimes it's not just jealousy, but actually hating the person who was under you, the junior, and then the boss puts him up over you and gives him the promotion.
有的时候啊，不单单是嫉妒，简直是仇恨。这样一个人，他本来在你下面做你的部属，可是你的老板却把他破格升迁了。
Now in 1 John, it tells us,that this kind of hatred is classified as evil and as bad as murder.
在约翰一书告诉我们，像这样的仇恨，简直就跟杀人没有两样。
So friends, we've been looking at the various horrible lists of characteristics.
所以各位亲爱的朋友，我们已经把我们过去的那种光景列出一个单子，我们检查过一次。
Isn't it bad?
是不是很糟糕？
It's terrible.
简直可怕。
I don't like to hear it.
我不愿意听。
But let's listen once again.
但是我们再听一次。
Let's go over the list.
我们再看看这个单子。
We were foolish.
我们是无知的。
We were disobedient.
我们是悖逆的。
We were deceived.
受迷惑的。
We were enslaved to various lusts and passions that are too embarrassing to mention.
不是各样私欲和厌乐。这种厌乐，我们有的时候连提起来都觉得难为情。
And we lived out our life in a pool of green envy, hating and being hated by all of our friends.
我们心里面常存恶毒、嫉妒的心，我们仇恨我们的朋友，我们也彼此仇恨。
Have you been hated by your in-laws?
你有没有被你的姻亲所恨？
Do your relatives that are near or even distant, hate you?
你的远亲或者近亲恨过你没有？
Strangers hate you.
外人、生人、陌生人恨过你没有？
And outsiders hate you.
外人仇恨过你没有？
And foreigners perhaps hate you.
外国人仇恨过你没有？
Perhaps even your own countrymen hate you.
也许你本国人仇恨你过没有？
And if you look at yourself, you hate yourself.
假如你要反躬自省的话，你会发现你自己恨自己。
But this morning we have good news.
但是今天早上我们有一个好消息。
Titus 3 and 4, the next verse tells us something very wonderful.
提多书第三章第四节后面告诉我们一件很奇妙的。
It says, when the kindness and the goodness of God our Savior and His love for mankind appear.
在这个地方告诉我们，到了神我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈恩。
Then he saved us.
然后他就救了我。
Now the living and true God has manifested or shown out his goodness.
这位又真又活的神把他的恩慈向我们显明了。
He shown us his loving kindness.
他向我们显明了他的爱和他的恩。
He's not willing that any of us should be left in our morass of a hateful dilemma.
他不愿意我们每一个人都留在我们困难的这个泥沼里面。
God wants to be our Savior.
神愿意做我们的救主。
When did this goodness and loving kindness of God appear?
神这种恩慈和慈爱在什么时候向我们显明的呢？
Well, it happened when God came down and became himself a man.
这件事发生在神降世变成人的时候。
The man of the city of Nazareth named Jesus Christ.
变成拿撒勒叫耶稣基督的那个人。
Now God looked down from heaven.
神从天上垂看世人。
And according to Psalm 14 and 3, he saw that they are all gone aside.
根据诗篇第十四章第三节告诉我们他们都偏离正路。
He saw that they're all become filthy. There's none that doeth good. No, not one.
神所看到的是他们一同变为污秽，并没有行善的，连一个也没有。
He's a God of kindness.
他是 恩慈的神。
He saw our predicament.
他看到我们的困难。
God is love.
神就是爱。
God wanted to rescue us from the quicksand of our sinful condition.
神愿意把我们从罪恶的流沙里面拯救出来。
He demonstrated his love to us in being willing to come down to this earth and provide a way to escape.
他借着降世为我们预备一个救法，这件事显明他的慈爱。
And so we read in Romans 2 and 4, do not despise the loving kindness and long suffering of God.
因此我们在罗马书第二章第四节就读到，叫我们不要藐视神的恩慈、宽容和忍耐。
Do you not know that this loving kindness, this goodness of God leads you to repentance?
你们不晓得这种恩慈是领你们悔改吗？
Yes, it is His goodness and patience that should make us stop and repent.
是的，他的恩慈、他的忍耐、他的宽容要让我们停下来，让我们能够悔改。
What is repentance?
悔改是什么意思？
It's a change of our mind.
这是心意的改变。
It's a turning around.
这是回转。
It's that we change our mind and we turn around 180 degrees.
我们改变心意，回转过身来，转一个180度的转身。
And so we're going in the opposite direction when we change our mind.
因此，当我们改变心意的时候，我们就转过身来，回头向相反的方向跑。
It is turning right around and going in the opposite direction.
就是我们回过身来，向相反的方向跑。
Do not look down and despise the goodness of God, dear friend.
不要轻看、藐视神的恩慈。
His kindness in sending the Savior should make us stop right where we are in our tracks.
他的差遣救主到世上，救主到世上来的这种恩慈应当感动我们，在我们犯罪的路上停下来。
We should really pay attention.
我们应当特别注意。
God has done so very much.
神做的太多了。
He's done this.
他做第一件事情。
In Ephesians 2 and 7, it says that in the ages to come, that he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his loving kindness toward us through Jesus Christ.
在以弗所第二章第七节告诉我们，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所显明的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
Dear friends, God has demonstrated his favor and his kindness to us.
亲爱的朋友们，神已经把他的恩、把他的爱向我们显明了。
He's personally concerned about you as an individual.
他个人对你个人表示了他的关心。
Don't you want to stop and consider what he has done and how he has done it?
你不愿意留下来，停步来思想一下他为你所做的。他怎么样为你做成这样的工作吗？
And so we plead with you this morning to stop and turn around to repent and be saved.
因此我们在今天早上求你们停下来，回转身，悔改。
Now Titus 3:5 says that he has saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness.
启示录第三章第五节告诉我们，他救了我们并不是因我们自己所行的义。
Now the foundation of all other religions of the world is based on its good works.
世界上所有一切宗教的基础都建筑在行善这件事上。
All the religions say do good deeds.
所有的宗教都要我们行善。
And then perhaps the good that you do will balance off the bad that you have done.
这样呢，他们就可以拿他们所行的善来平衡他们所犯的恶。
And so they teach that you can hope that perhaps your goodness will cancel out your badness.
因此他们的教训就是你的良善可以抵消你的罪恶。
Now that's the framework within which all other religions work.
这是世界上的宗教所活动的一个小框框。
But not Christianity.
但是基督教不是这样。
Titus 3:5 distinctly says, no, no, no.
启示录第三章第五节很清楚地告诉我们，不是，不是，不是。
That's not the message of the Christian gospel.
这个不是基督福音的信息。
That may be true about Mohammedism.
对于回教来讲，可能是对的。
It may be true about Buddhism.
对于佛教来讲，也可能是对的。
It may be true about Taoism.
对于道教来讲，也可能是对的。
Or maybe about Confucianism.
对于儒教来讲也可能是对的。
But it's not true about Christianity.
但是对于基督教来讲不然。
One of your friends may go to the market.
你们的朋友可能上市场去。
Maybe they'll go and they'll buy a turtle.
也许他们跑去买一个乌龟。
And then they'll pay the money for the turtle.
那么就付款。
And then they'll take the turtle out to the ocean.
他们就把这个乌龟带到海边。
And then they'll let the turtle go back out to the sea.
把乌龟啊放到海里面去。
And they do that because they think they're doing good deeds.
他们这样做以为是行善。
Maybe they think they'll get credit for being good.
也许他们认为这样可以积德。
But friend, that's not a way that is acceptable to God.
但是各位亲爱的朋友，神所悦纳的方法不是这样的。
It's not on the basis of good deeds that we have done that we gain salvation.
不是因为我们所行的义，我们得到我们的救恩。
But Titus 3:5 says that salvation is based on the mercy of God.
启示录第三章第五节告诉我们，我们所得到的救是因为神的怜悯。
We don't deserve the favor of God.
我们并不配得到神的恩情。
But in his grace and mercy, he has extended salvation freely to us.
但是借着他的慈爱，他的怜悯，他把他的救恩赐给我们。
Let us look then at the true meaning of mercy and salvation and see how we can acquire this.
我们现在来看一看怜悯与救恩的真意，看我们怎么样能够得到。
God wants to save us from what we were in the past.
神要把我们从过去的光景里面拯救出来。
Remember, we were foolish.
记得我们是无知的。
And we were deceived.
我们是受迷惑的。
And we were disobedient.
我们是悖逆的。
And we were enslaved.
我们是奴役，受捆绑的。
And we were envious.
我们是嫉妒的。
And we were hateful.
我们是可恨的。
But now God's salvation has come to us by regeneration.
但是神的救恩现在却借着重生临到了我们。
What is the meaning of this?
这个是什么意思？
What is new birth?
新生是什么意思？
God says that unless you have new birth, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
神说，人若不重生，就不能够见神的国。
Unless you're regenerated, you cannot know the meaning of being saved.
除非你重生了，你就不能够懂得救的意义。
You cannot enter the kingdom of God without being born again.
人若不重生，就不能够进神的国。
You cannot have deliverance and be cleansed from the old way of things without regeneration.
你如果没有重生的话，就不能够得到释放，不能够得到洁净。
You must be born again by the Spirit of God.
你必须从圣灵重生。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
凡从肉体生的就是肉体，凡从灵生的就是灵。
Do you know you can be very religious and not be born again?
各位知道不知道，你可以是一个在宗教上很热心，但是没有重生。
You can go to church every Sunday and not be born again.
你每一个礼拜都可能上礼拜堂，但是你没有重生。
You can do lots of good deeds and not be born again.
你可以行很多的善事，但是不一定就重生。
You can take care of the sick people and help sick people and not be born again.
你可以照应那些生病的人，去照应那些穷人，但是这个也不能够让你重生。
God says that nothing that you do is good enough.
神说，人所行的没有一件是够好的。
There's only one thing that can happen that will make it possible for you to enter into the kingdom of God.
只有一件事能够让你进入神的国。
And that is you must be born again.
那就是你必须重生。
It's only by the birth of the Spirit of God that you can enter into the kingdom.
只有藉着圣灵的重生，你才可以进入神的国。
But how can I be born?
但是我怎么样可以藉着圣灵而生呢？
Well, let's listen to what Jesus Christ himself said.
我们来看一看耶稣基督他自己怎么说的。
In Mark, the first chapter, the 35th verse, Jesus said this.
在马可福音第一章第
He said, repent and believe the gospel.
他说,你们当悔改信福音,马可福音第一章第十五节,对不起。
The important thing is first to repent.
第一件要紧的是,就是要悔改。
Repent is the first step.
悔改是第一步。
Remember that repenting means to turn around.
我们要记得, 悔改一个意思就是回转。
We're going our own way.
我们偏行几路。
We must stop.
我们应该站住。
Then we must turn around.
然后回过身来。
And the second step is then believe.
第二个步骤就是相信。
You must have faith.
你要有信心。
Put your trust in the one in whom God has chosen.
要相信神所选择的那一位。
He's chosen this one, Jesus Christ, to demonstrate his mercy and his love.
他选择耶稣基督来彰显他的恩慈,他的慈爱。
Trust in Jesus Christ.
相信耶稣基督。
Acts 20:21 tells us that we are to have repentance toward God and faith toward Jesus Christ.
使徒行传第20章21节告诉我们,我们当向神悔改,信靠我主耶稣基督。
So first comes repentance.
所以第一步要悔改。
And second comes trust or faith in Jesus Christ.
第二步信靠耶稣基督。
And then the next step in the process of new birth is to receive the Lord Jesus.
然后我们重生的第三个步骤就是接受主耶稣基督。
You can receive him by faith.
你可以借助信接受他。
And to do so is to experience the miracle of new birth.
这样做你就可以经历
You can look up into the face of Jesus Christ and you can say, thank you, God.
你可以抬头仰望耶稣说,感谢你,神啊。
I want to thank you for giving your son Jesus Christ.
我愿意感谢你,因为你差遣了你的儿子耶稣基督到世上来。
I want to receive him by faith as my Savior.
我愿意靠着信接受他做我个人的救主。
Now, on the authority of God's word,
我们根据
John 1 and 12, we can give you a promise.
约翰福音第一章第十二节,我们可以这样的给你们一个应许。
It says there that as many as received Jesus Christ, to them God gave the authority to become the children of God by new birth.
这个地方告诉我们说,凡接待他的,就是信他名的人,他就赐他们权柄做。 神的儿女。
And so, dear friends, repent.
所以,亲爱的朋友,悔改。
Believe.
相信。
And receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
接受耶稣基督做救主。
And you'll experience the new birth.
你就会经历到重生的味道。
These three steps will bring you into the glorious redemption that God has for you.
这三步会把你带到神光荣的
The love of God was manifested or shown forth when Jesus Christ came to die for you.
神的爱,藉着耶稣基督到世上来,替我们死这件事显明。
The only way you can know the meaning of eternal life is to put your trust and confidence in the Lord Jesus.
只有一个方法,你可以明白永生的真意,那就是相信 耶稣基督。
And this is the only way we can bring pleasure to God.
这是唯一可以讨神喜悦的方法。
Now after the regeneration, the word of God tells us that a cleansing takes place.
那么在我们重生以后,神的话告诉我们就会有洗的事情。
This washing takes place and it's a cleansing that is thorough and very complete.
这种洗是
God is able on the basis of regeneration to cleanse the heart.
重生这个基础来洁净我们的心。
He's able to cleanse the mind.
他可以洁净我们的心智。
Now you know the communists on the other side like to brainwash their people.
各位记得在另外一个世界，就是共产世界，他们欢喜洗脑。
But I want to tell you that the Spirit of God has a wonderful way of doing that, even in a more grand way.
但是我要告诉各位，圣灵所做的工作比这个还要广，还要大。
He cleanses our heart and our mind from all the past.
他把我们的心智，把我们的心从过去的污秽里面通通洗刷干净。
He forgives us of all of our sin.
他饶恕我们一切的罪。
And he gives us a clean heart and a new mind.
给我们一个清洁的心，给我们一个正直的灵。
When you invite the Spirit of God into your heart by faith, he does a marvelous work.
当你邀请圣灵进入你的心，他就做一个非常奇妙的工作。
It's true that it's a once and for all act.
这是实在的。这个工作只要做一次就会永远成就。
But there is a constant renewal of the Spirit of God in the believer's heart and mind.
但是圣灵在信徒的心里面却不断的永恒的在那个地方做更新的工作。
It's a refreshing that goes bubbling on and on and on perpetually on.
那么这种更新的工作是永恒的，是连续的，是不断的。
Jesus Christ said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me.
耶稣基督说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来。
And if any man comes to me and believes on me, it says, as scripture has said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
他说，凡是到我面前来的，就是信我的人，就如经上所说，从他心里要流出活水的江河来。
And this he spoke of the Holy Spirit in the lives of his people.
耶稣这句话是指着那些要信他之人受圣灵说的。
God has freely poured out his Holy Spirit on his people, those who have received Jesus Christ.
神把他的圣灵丰丰富富的、厚厚的浇灌在那些相信并且接受他儿子的人身上。
And God is the only one who can make this possible in your heart and life and in mine.
神是唯一可以在你在我身上做成这样一件圣功的一位。
Perhaps you will ask a question.
也许你会问一个问题。
How could this be possible?
怎么可能有这样的事？
How is it possible that I could be made an heir of eternal life?
我怎么可能成为永生的后子？
Well, this passage in Titus tells us that we are justified through his grace.
在提多书这个地方告诉我们，我们因他的恩得称为义。
How and what does justification mean?
称义是什么意思？
It means that the righteous God has made a way in which now he can declare me to be righteous.
这个意思就是神已经开了一条路，借着这种方法他可以宣布我是义的。
It means that he has now made a way possible in which though I was in the past dirty and disobedient and deceived and foolish and hateful, he can make me now righteous.
这个意思就是神有用了一个方法，这个方法使我过去那个无知的、悖逆的、受迷惑的、贪恋私欲的人，现在可以被宣布为无罪、为义的。
In the past, we were chained and enslaved by our sin and by ourselves.
过去我们被罪、被自己所捆绑、所束缚。
And we had no way of being free.
我们没有办法的自由。
Now God in his love and his mercy has sent his son Jesus Christ to give us liberty.
神借着他的爱，借着他的怜悯，差遣他的儿子给我们这种释放。
When Jesus Christ died for your sin, he broke the chains that held us.
当耶稣基督为我们的罪死了的时候， 他就把我们的锁链给断开了。
And this liberation cost him his own death on the cross.
这种释放是让耶稣基督在十字架上付出死的代价。
Because the demand of a righteous God is death penalty for sin.
因为神对罪的要求就是死。
And then God paid the penalty himself.
神自己付了这个代价。
This is why Jesus Christ came to this earth to die.
这就是耶稣基督为什么到世上来受死的道理。
And thus God is able to righteously declare me free and clean.
因此神可以宣布我为义，为无罪的，为洁净的。
I cannot buy my freedom.
我不能够买我的自由。
I don't have enough money.
我没有足够的金钱。
It won't buy my freedom.
我的金钱不能够买来自由。
I didn't deserve anything.
我不配任何东西。
But the freedom was given to me freely from God's mercy and grace.
但是我的自由是神神却白白的赐给我。
I want to close with this true story.
我要用一个真实的故事来结束我们今天的讲章。
It happened during the Russian Revolution.
这是在俄国大革命的时候发生的。
The freedom fighters were battling against the government.
那些争自由的斗士跟俄国的沙皇政府在征战。
And a small guerrilla band had to escape and travel by night.
那些游击队要在夜晚做这个行动。
And they took along their families with them.
他把他们的家人都带在一起。
These freedom fighters had their mothers and fathers and children with them.
这些争自由的人带着他们的老弱妇孺。
But somebody in the group stole from another one.
但是在他们的团体里面有人偷窃。
And so the guerrilla leader passed a very stern law.
因此游击队的首领就定下一个很严厉的规则。
He said 100 lashes for the person who was stealing, the thief.
他说凡是偷窃的要受100鞭的刺刑。
And then you know what happened.
各位晓得后来发生了什么事吗？
A terrible thing happened.
一个很可怕的事。
They discovered that it was the leader's own mother who was stealing.
他们发现那个盗窃的是游击队首领的母亲。
And so the leader was in a tremendous conflict.
因此这个首领就面临了一个很大的冲突。
What could he do?
他怎么办?
He passed the law.
他定规的律法。
And his mother is the thief.
他的母亲是一个小偷。
And so he bared his back to the 100 lashes himself.
最后他决定自己把衣服扒开，接受100鞭的刺刑。
And he took the punishment on behalf of his mother.
他代替他的母亲受了刑罚。
Dear friends, that's what God has done for you and for me.
各位亲爱的朋友，这就是神为你为我所受的。
He passed the law.
他定规的律法。
He can't excuse us.
他没有办法饶恕我们。
So he sent his son down to bear the penalty of broken law.
因此他就差遣他的儿子到世上来付出犯罪的违反律法的代价。
He loves you so much that he came and died for you.
他爱你爱到这样多，以至于他降世为人替你死。
How can you turn your back on him?
你怎么能够背转他呢？
How can you despise his love and concern for you?
你怎么能够藐视他对你的关心和对你的恩慈呢？
And so we plead with you this day.
因此我们今天要求各位。
We say repent.
我们说悔改。
Turn around.
回转。
Turn away from your past.
离开你们的过去。
Forget last year.
忘记去年的事。
There's a new year in front of you.
在我们前面有新的一年。
There's a new day in front of you.
在我们前面有新的一天。
Today's a wonderful opportunity.
今天是一个很好的机会。
You can start a new year with new resolutions.
你可以在新年做一个新的决定。
You can turn toward Jesus Christ.
你可以向耶稣基督悔改。
Believe on Jesus.
相信耶稣基督。
And you shall be saved.
你就会得救。
Receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
And you'll know the liberation that God wants to give you.
你就会晓得神要赐给你的释放。
You'll know the cleansing.
And
you'll know the peace of God. Have you repented?
你悔改了没有?
Have you turned around?
你回转了没有?
Have you gotten ready to receive what God has for you?
你准备好接受神为你所要赐给你的？
Have you ever stopped to consider His love?
你有没有停下来思想神的爱？
Have you believed on Jesus Christ?
你有没有相信耶稣基督？
Have you received Him as your Savior?
你有没有接受他做你的救主？
Have you ever been born again?
你有没有重生？
Have you been renewed in your heart and your mind?
你有没有在心意和心智上面重新更新？
Have you ever been washed, cleansed from your sin?
你有没有从你的罪里面得到洁净？
Do you have new life?
你有没有新生命？
Do you know what it means to be born again?
你知不知道重生的意义？
This morning is the most important thing that can happen to you in the new year.
今天早上在新年期间对你就可能发生这样重要的一件事。
Don't continue to be deceived.
不要继续受迷惑。
Don't be fooled.
不要做欲望人。
Don't continue to live in your vile conceit and hatred.
不要在心里面仍然存着一种自大仇恨的心。
God is offering you a wonderful opportunity to be saved.
神给你一个非常好的机会让你得救。
This morning you can know what it means to be cleansed and forgiven.
今天早上你可以知道洁净。
You can enter into eternal life today.
你可以进入永生。
Don't refuse the Spirit of God.
不要拒绝圣灵。
Trust and believe in Jesus Christ.
相信并且接受耶稣基督。
We hear your prayer.
神会听到你们的祷告。
Pray in your heart to Him now.
在你们的心里现在就向他祷告。 天父，我们感谢你， 我们赞美你， 因为你在新年的开始给我们有一个接受你儿子耶稣基督做救主的机会，你也让我们知道我们过去一年甚至于许多年的光景，让我们晓得我们的无知、我们的悖逆、我们受迷惑、我们贪恋私欲、贪恋宴乐，但是今天我们在你面前 能有一个机会被称为义，主啊，这个称义的工作是你付出极大的代价，让你的儿子耶稣基督从高天降临到世上，替我们在十字架上受死、被钉、流血，才做成了这个工作，让我们站在你的面前可以被称为义，算为无罪。主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，给我们这样的一个救法。 我们也感谢你，赞美你，给我们这样的一个机会，让我们今天还能够等候你来拯救我们。我们愿意你的话能够在我们心里成为力量，能够成为我们的帮助。主啊，你帮助我们每一个人，使我们在你面前愿意接受你做我们的救主。祷告感谢奉耶稣基督的祷告，阿门。